Medical commentator John Campbell, PhD, told viewers of his YouTube show this week that the Biden administration's rumored plan to issue a preemptive pardon to Dr. Anthony Fauci is concerning. Campbell said a pardon would help cover up evidence of a possible COVID-19 lab leak and COVID-19 vaccine injuries, including evidence detailed in the final report released last week by the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Campbell said a pardon would also help conceal evidence outlined in The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., founder and former chairman of Children's Health Defense. If Fauci is going to get a complete preemptive pardon, that means that there's going to be no effective discussion, Campbell said. I'm sure Anthony Fauci is really upset about this because he would really like the opportunity to clear his name, because he is the science, remember? Pardon may cover up evidence contained in The Real Anthony Fauci. Calling Kennedy's book quite incredible, Campbell noted that it's never been challenged in court in the United States or legally challenged in any way, lending credence to the accuracy of the book's reporting on Fauci's actions during the COVID-19 pandemic. Campbell read several excerpts from The Real Anthony Fauci that highlighted Fauci's pandemic-era actions. You will read how Dr. Fauci's strange fascination with, and generous investments in, so-called gain-of-function experiments to engineer pandemic superbugs give rise to the ironic possibility that Dr. Fauci may have played a role in triggering the global contagion. You will also read about his two-decade strategy of promoting false pandemics as a scheme for promoting novel vaccines, drugs, and pharma profits. All of these share a common purpose, the myopic devotion to pharma. If there's any truth in any of those things whatsoever, then surely Dr. Fauci would really relish the opportunity to defend himself against such potential outrageous accusations. One heck of a lot of correlations and coincidences. Campbell referenced the official summary of the 520-page House report, which he called a truly fascinating document. He cited examples of what may not come to light if the Biden administration pardons Fauci, including the report's five strongest arguments in favor of the lab leak theory. According to the summary, the virus possesses a biological characteristic that is not found in nature. And data shows that all COVID-19 cases stem from a single introduction into humans, which runs contrary to previous pandemics where there were multiple spillover events. The summary also noted that the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, where the lab leak is said to have occurred, has a history of conducting gain-of-function research at inadequate biosafety levels, and that some of its researchers were sick with a COVID-like virus in the fall of 2019. If there was evidence of a natural origin, it would have already surfaced, the summary added. Commenting on the findings, Campbell noted that the U.S. House of Representatives has spent the last 4 years studying the origins of the virus. He said, "There's a coronavirus research lab in Wuhan, and it just so happened of all the bars and all the gin joints in all the places in the world, COVID-19 just happened to arise next door to the lab. Believe that's a coincidence if you like." The House report summary also stated that U.S. taxpayer money was used to fund organizations such as the EcoHealth Alliance to facilitate dangerous gain-of-function research in Wuhan, even after the Select Subcommittee released evidence of EcoHealth violating the terms of its National Institutes of Health, NIH, grant. NIH's procedures for funding and overseeing potentially dangerous research are deficient, unreliable, and pose a serious threat to both public health and national security, the summary stated. NIH failures are outlined, Campbell said, noting that President-elect Donald Trump nominated Jay Bhattacharya, MD, PhD, co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration, to lead NIH, Campbell said, he'll have plenty of documents to look over from the past few years, raising the possibility that the outgoing administration might seek to conceal evidence of wrongdoing, Campbell said, let's hope all those documents are available. I mean, I'm sure nothing's being shredded as we speak. I'm sure that's not happening. The House report summary also referred to the proximal origin of SARS-CoV-2 paper, published in Nature Medicine in 2020, which was used repeatedly by public health officials and the media to discredit the lab leak theory and prompted Fauci to push the preferred narrative that COVID-19 originated in nature. The preferred narrative, not the science, Campbell said. The preferred narrative that COVID-19 originated in nature. We've been asked to stomach one heck of a lot of correlations and coincidences of late by nearly all measures of science. Pardon arms race continues as Senate prepares new COVID investigations. According to investigative journalist Matt Taibbi, the Biden administration's consideration of a preemptive pardon for Fauci comes as some members of Congress are preparing new investigations related to the COVID-19 pandemic, in what Taibbi called the pardon arms race. Taibbi reported that the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, to be chaired by Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, beginning January 2025, on November 26, sent letters to a dozen federal agencies demanding they preserve all documents in their possession related to COVID-19's origins. The agencies include NIH, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, the CIA, the FBI, the National Security Administration, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and the U.S. Departments of Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Homeland Security, Justice, and State. Last month, Trump nominated Kennedy to lead HHS. According to Taibbi, 3 weeks ago Paul expressed frustration about alleged stonewalling over gain-of-function research. NIH and HHS have refused to turn over the documents as to why Wuhan got this research money, Paul told Fox News last month, in remarks cited by The Washington Post. I'm looking forward to getting those. The letters show the investigation is far from over, Taibbi wrote. Preemptive pardon of Fauci would be a corrupt political action. Campbell said that a preemptive pardon of Fauci would follow the precedent set by President Joe Biden recently when he pardoned his son, Hunter Biden. He was due to be sentenced in two federal cases for gun possession and tax evasion, Campbell said. Any criminality over the last 10 years seems to be wiped out, and The Telegraph says this is the most expansive order of its kind since Richard Nixon, referring to then-President Gerald Ford's preemptive pardon of Nixon in 1974, following Nixon's impeachment. Other commentators also criticized a potential preemptive pardon for Fauci. Writing on Substack, journalist and author John Leake said, any preemptive pardon issued by President Biden should be viewed as the same species of corrupt political action, and not as a lawful act. Leake wrote, a preemptive pardon is not a legal action and has no legal precedent. It is a purely political action that is based on the false proposition that President Trump will, once in office, possess the power to initiate federal investigations without having to adhere to legal procedures and rules of evidence. Campbell suggested the Biden administration could well go through with the pardon for Fauci. Let's hope they don't, but if they do, is it a complete mockery of a great nation's judicial system? Watch here.